Welcome to the Finishing School Podcast, a discussion with and for women about identity, transitions through life stages, how to figure out who you want to be when you grow up, and all the things we didn't learn about in school. In short, it's a sometimes spiritual, sometimes silly look at how to be a grown woman. Whether you're becoming a mom for the first time or about to be an empty nester, modern womanhood and motherhood is complex, and the questions and conflicts we face with shifting roles and desires are many. Don't have your midlife crisis alone. Join me. I'm your host, Jessica Euler, and I'm stewarding this conversation on the brink of asking many of these questions in my own life. As my kids get older, my role as a mother changes, and as I have more time to reflect on who I am in the world, I'm surrounded by friends in the same boat. And I know if we're talking about these issues, odds are you are too. Today is April 22nd. I only know that because I'm looking at my computer, which is telling me so. Just for context, we all know we are facing an unprecedented crisis in our world. Most of us are still under shelter-in-place orders. I don't know how long we've been doing this. I've really lost track of how many weeks we've been here. Most of the time, honestly, I don't know what day it is either, as I'm sure is true for many of you. All the days sort of blend together. The weeks are the same as the weekends. It's hard to differentiate one day from the next unless there's something really special about that day. For me personally, my schedule has drastically changed, as I know it has for most of us, especially with kids. I know that there are things that I have lost because of this pandemic, that we all have lost. Personally, I know I've probably lost over a quarter of my income for the year. We've postponed family vacations that we'd been planning for a long time. I postponed a group photography show at a gallery, which was something I was really excited about, of course. I miss being able to visit my parents. I miss having our dear friends over for drinks and food, especially as the weather gets nice. There's so much that our world has lost. Being able to be together, being able to gather, being able to hug each other, see each other face to face. I know that there are people who are struggling in ways that I can't imagine right now because of lost jobs, because of changes in circumstances. I know that there are people who are risking their lives every single day as they are first responders, health professionals, and I'm extremely grateful for them. I know that my kids have sacrificed a lot as well. My daughter postponed or canceled a trip to Ireland for her gap year. My son will not be having his prom or graduation to celebrate the end of his high school career. All of the social ties that they're so used to, that are so crucial to the high school experience. Two of my kids have lost jobs that not only provide them with a paycheck, but also serve as outlets for creativity and purpose. I say all of that because I know that there are some real things. There's some real suffering right now, and we certainly have it very good. I don't feel like we have anything to complain about. We have everything we need. But my question that I want to explore is, instead of what have we lost during this time because of this pandemic, because of this shutdown, this lockdown, the question I want to explore is, what have we gained? We have been forced to slow down. Once we overcome the urge to distract ourselves, to numb ourselves with food or alcohol or Netflix, which we all do from time to time still, and that's fine. I think every day is a little different, and our mental and emotional health fluctuates greatly, is what I'm finding. But we are so used to numbing ourselves or escaping those uncomfortable feelings. And if we can push past that, if we can push isn't the right word, but if we can ease past that, really, and sit with the uncomfortable emotions and not run to numbing, isn't this an invitation for reflection, an invitation to try to sit in silence with ourselves? And what will we find? Probably more questions. Maybe some of the questions we've been asking on this podcast before about identity, like who am I and how do I want to spend my time? How do I offer my gifts to the world? What do I really value? Other questions come up too. How much do I really need to be content? Why is it so easy for me to distract myself with shopping or food or consumption of some sort? What relationships are most important in my life? What connections are crucial for me that I miss, that I need? What are the things that I need to be a part of my day in order to feel healthy and whole and grounded? I know that this time is really challenging for all of us in different ways, and that we are all in the same storm, but not all in the same boat. I know that it's very disorienting. It's unsettling, but I really believe that it's an unparalleled opportunity. It's a giant pause button on the frantic hustle and consumption our culture seems to push and thrive on. I believe that we have gained time, we've gained margin, attention, health, possibly. Many of us are exercising more. It feels like there can be a surprising shift in priorities if we allow it. New possibilities that we can reimagine our connections with each other, and we can also reimagine work life, maybe how we do it, maybe what we want it to be. The other day, I had a conversation with a friend who is in the same boat as me. She's a photographer and her business is non-essential. She's stuck at home with her family and she's been intensely struggling, and she was stuck in a really negative place. She told me she took a 3-hour nap the other day and felt guilty about it because she wasn't getting anything done. I asked her, "What do you have to get done right now?" I said, "Congratulations on your 3-hour nap. That's amazing." She didn't know what to make of that, but it was a reframing for her. I asked her, "When is there ever going to be another time in your life when you have this much time to rest? When do we ever get to say,
there's not really much I can be doing or that I have to do right now for work or business or what have you. I know that's not true of all of us, but I know for her, she said it was a light bulb and a major turning point mentally and emotionally, this reframing of her circumstances. Other friends tell me they're enjoying cooking with their families again and having the time and energy to explore new recipes, to sit down and eat together as a family. I know we're getting time with our teenagers that we normally wouldn't get because they're usually so busy with homework and after-school activities and jobs and social stuff. And it's amazing. I'm so thankful for it because I've got two kids leaving the house this fall and I want all the time with them that I can have. And it's not always pleasant and harmonious and laughter, but it's still building relationship. It's still getting to be together and learning how to live together side by side, learning how to work together side by side, learning how to work through things that are hard that come up. We've had some really hard conversations and there have been tears and there is a rubbing up against each other that can be uncomfortable, but there's also a sharpening of each other that has happened and that can happen. I've also heard people say they have reduced anxiety from constantly trying to multitask and fit everything in before or after work. We are able to be still. Silence and solitude have long been precious spiritual practices, and they're powerful antidotes to the deadening of our souls from the pace of modern life. They are there if we choose them. We plant gardens now, investing hope in a future harvest, tying ourselves to the earth, remembering our source. We are watching people rise all across the country, sacrificing their own safety, eager to serve those in need, risking their lives to tell stories that need telling, to bring comfort or healing to the sick. We clumsily make our way through new rhythms of having our kids home. And some days are beautiful and some days are brutal. And most days are both. But we're also learning to trust our guts when it comes to our kids learning and what they need. One friend in Australia took to the ocean because the pools are closed. She found unexpected beauty she wouldn't have before. She said she never would have swam in the sea by herself if she had the option to go to the pool. And it was beautiful. We go for walks after dinner together. We try to find the perfect chocolate chip cookie recipe. We support our favorite local restaurants with takeout. We make sandwiches for the homeless shelter. We have an invitation before us to stop and ask some questions. What have we gained during this time? What do we not want to add back in after this is over and the world rushes in again? There is a vacuum right now, and it will be filled. The question is, what will you fill it with? Will you return to the old normal of busyness and feeding the machine of things that you feel you have to do? Are there things that you have realized maybe you don't have to do them anymore, or maybe you don't want to do them anymore? Are there things that you no longer want to be a part of your life, that are no longer serving you or your family? Are there things that you've been able to pick up and try on during this time that you've realized are crucial to who you are, or that you want to dive deeper and explore more? What will you hold on to from this time? Are you anxious for it to end? Are you enjoying any of it? What's hard and what feels easy and what feels good? Pay attention to the uncomfortable emotions. Pay attention when you want to binge watch a new show or open a bag of chips or have a cocktail at whatever time you want. Just pay attention. This is an invitation to pay attention, to not numb, to not be blinded by the rush. What do you think about this invitation? Are you going to respond to it? Or are you going to just hold on until things are back to normal?
Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this conversation. If you enjoyed it and know a friend who would love it, please, please, please pass it on. Word of mouth is how we can grow this community. Thanks again.